I've always wanted to be a member of the royal family. I've always wanted to be part of the royal family because there are great advantages to being royal. If you're royal, whatever you do is very interesting. Whatever you do, people are very interested in it. Even if you do something very boring, people are still very interested in it. If a royal person does something extremely boring, people say, oh, isn't it interesting that he's doing something extremely boring? If I do something extremely boring, people say, oh, how extremely boring. It's not so good. You never get newspaper cuttings about me. You never see headlines saying E.L. Wistie was looking radiant as he got off the 17A bus from Hounslow. You don't see pictures saying E.L. Wistie was looking tense but dignified as he entered the municipal baths. You don't get that sort of treatment. And another wonderful thing about being royal is that people get interested in what you're interested in. That's how the corgis have caught on, you see. Everybody loves a corgi because the royal people are connected with them. I think newts have had a very hard time. If I was a royal person, I'd patronise the newts. They're lovely little creatures, newts, you know. They're not as cuddly as corgis, of course. You don't nestle up to a newt as you would to a corgi, but they're lovely things. I'd have whole packs of royal newts wandering about the palace gardens, and I'd be seen with them the whole time. And I'd create a special post called Royal Master of the Newts, the Lord High Newter. And he'd have to walk about with a golden stick, you see, tapping the ground continuously and saying, Newtati, Newtati. Let the world bring forth newts in abundance. And then I think we see an end to the corgis and the beginning of the newts. Of course, there are disadvantages to being royal. Everybody has to come in backwards, you see. That's a disadvantage. They have to come in and go out backwards if they're in the royal presence. That's why you only see royalty dancing with royalty. They can't dance with ordinary people unless they're back-to-back with them, you see. And that's never really caught on, that sort of thing. Of course, if you're royal, it's wonderful to be able to tell royal jokes. That's very wonderful. You always get a good laugh if you tell a royal joke. I'd tell lots of royal jokes if I was royal. For example, if somebody gave me a wonderful silver newt container, a newt casket, I'd say, thank you very much indeed for this wonderful gift of a newt casket. I hope it's not going to be a bloody nuisance. Oh, all of England would be chuckling if I said that. And that's the point of royalty, to make people a tiny bit happier in this drab life. We've all got royal blood in our veins, you know. It's the best place for it, in my view. We've all got a little bit of royal blood in our veins. We're all in line for the succession. And if 19,400,208 people die, I'll be king tomorrow. It's not very likely, but it's a nice thought and helps keep you going.